Harlequin Best-Selling Author Collection and Harper Audio present A Deal Made in Texas by Michelle Major, performed by Carly Robbins. Chapter 1.
I love weddings.
Gavin Fortunato glanced at his sister, Skylar, who stood next to him in the ballroom of the Driscoll Hotel in downtown Austin, her long blonde hair pulled into an elaborate braided updo. The understated opulence and elegant decor of the historic venue only made the starched collar of the tuxedo he wore feel even stuffier.
I know you do.
Gavin drained the glass of bubbly champagne he'd raised after his father's toast to another sister, Maddie, and her new husband, Zach McCarter. The fizzy liquid churned in his stomach, and he looked toward the crowded bar, mentally calculating how long it would take to get to the front of the line and order a whiskey neat. He had a feeling he'd need something more substantial than champagne to make it through this evening. He placed his empty glass on a nearby table as Skylar wrapped her elegant fingers around his arm.
"Maddie is a beautiful bride," she said, as she leaned against him, dabbing at the corner of one eye with her free hand.
Yep, he patted his sister's hand. You were too.
Skylar had married Carlo Mendoza, vice president of Mendoza Winery, last spring, in the sculpture garden at the winery in the Texas Hill Country outside the city. Just as he had this weekend, Gavin had flown in from Denver for Skylar's big day. He loved his three sisters and appreciated that two of them, who were now married, had picked great guys. He liked and respected both of his brothers-in-law. Any guy who was man enough to take on Skylar or Maddie was definitely ready to join the family. Speaking of Skylar's husband, where was Carlo now? Gavin could use a diversion before Skylar started in on him.
Too late.
I'm sure you'll find a beautiful bride as well. Skylar gave his arm a squeeze. The touch was gentle, but somehow Gavin felt like an animal caught in a steel trap.
Sweat beaded between his shoulder blades and rolled down his back. He groaned inwardly as he noticed the line at the bar had gotten longer.
You did a great job with all the wedding planning, he said, ignoring his sister's comment. I know Maddie appreciated it, since she's so wrapped up in the Fortunato Real Estate Austin office right now. I don't know how you convinced Mom to allow another wedding to take place here instead of in Houston. I thought she'd pressure Maddie and Zach to get married closer to home.
It's only a couple hours drive from Mom and Dad's house, but Maddie couldn't spare any extra time. She and Zach are burning the real estate candle at both ends these days.
Gavin loved all his sisters and brothers, but he and Maddie were only 9 months apart in age, so they'd always been especially close. Her relationship with Zach had gotten off to a rocky start last year, as both of them had been vying to be named the new president of Fortunato Real Estate, the company Kenneth Fortunato had founded and devoted his life to for years. Of the six Fortunato children, Maddie was the one most invested in the family business. Although the baby of the family, Valine was quickly coming into her own as a real estate agent. Their oldest brother, Everett, was a successful doctor. Connor worked as an executive at a corporate search firm in Denver, so Gavin hung out with him on a regular basis. Ever since coming to Austin last year, Skylar had joined the staff of the Mendoza Winery, heading up branding for the company. Gavin had spent his entire career with a corporate law firm headquartered in Denver. He knew his parents were proud of all of them, but Maddie had the same passion for real estate as Kenneth, and she'd gone toe-to-toe with Zach until they'd fallen in love. It made Gavin smile to see his practical, pragmatic sister head over heels, especially since Zach was the perfect partner for her, as driven and dedicated to the business as Maddie.
Maybe you'll be the one to tie the knot in Houston, Skylar suggested cheerily. I could see it at-
Stop.
Gavin managed to extricate himself from his sister's grip without having to resort to chewing off his own arm.
I'm not getting married. What is it-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?